Ah, it is the Balinese gecko, through whom the gods speak. It is Thursday night, the night of Mushkalgusha, the remover of all difficulties. And it is a good idea in this kerfuffly time of micro and macro to tell the tale of Mushkalgusha. Arf, it goes like this. Once upon a time, not 1,000 miles from here, there lived a woodcutter and his little daughter. And he used to go into the woods every day and cut wood and bring it to market and sell it. And one day his little daughter said, "Father, I wish we could have some nicer and more interesting food to eat." And his father said, "Very well, my child. Tomorrow I shall go into the woods longer, and I shall cut a double bundle of woods and take it to the market and sell it. And that way we shall have all kinds of interesting new foods to eat." And the daughter said, "Wonderful." So the next morning, the woodcutter set out very early, before it was even dawn, and he went into the woods and he toiled all day, you know, cutting and trimming the wood, and got back late at night and knocked on the door, going, "Daughter, daughter, please open the door, for I have been working all day and I must take the wood to market, you know, so that we can have all kinds of good things to eat." But his little daughter, having forgotten all about the conversation the night before, had meanwhile had supper, tidied up, and gone to sleep. She had been a little worried about her father, but thought that everything was okay. So the woodcutter, now tired and able to get into his house, found himself wandering and feeling sad, and he heard a voice above him somewhere saying, "Hurry, hurry, if you want enough and you need a little enough, you shall have delicious food." And he followed the voice out into the woods, but he found nothing. By now he was more tired and even more hungry than before, and he started to cry, but he realized that that did not help him. So he decided to tell himself his own story of what had happened since his little daughter had first said she wanted more interesting things to eat. And then, above him out of the dawn, he heard a voice saying, "Old man, what are you doing there?" And he said, "I'm telling myself my own story." "Ah," and so he did. "And what is that?" said the voice. So he told him the story. "Okay, close your eyes and mount a stair." And the old man said, "But I do not see a stair." "Never mind," said the voice, "but do as I say." So he closed his eyes and he felt something very like a stair under his feet. And as he mounted, the stair started to move very fast, upward, upward, upward. "Now open your eyes," said the voice. And he opened his eyes and he was in a desert full of fabulous stones, black, red, green, and white. And the voice said, "Pick up as many of these stones as you can." "Okay," said the old man, and he did. "Now descend the stairs," and he closed his eyes and he descended the stairs and found himself outside his little house. And he knocked on the door, and his little daughter answered it and said, oh, you're here, how wonderful." And he tried to tell her his story, but it all sounded so confusing. And the voice said, "You have been saved by Mushkalgusha. He's the remover of all difficulties, and your difficulties are about to be removed. Now put those stones, you know, cover them up and put them in your hearth," which he did. Late that night, in the house of the woodcutter's neighbor, the fire had gone out, and the neighbors came knocking and said, "Oh, woodcutter, woodcutter neighbor, you know, please give us a light from the marvelous light we see shining." He's like, "What light?" So he went to the hearth and he found that the stones were precious luminous gems, you know, beaming light, but the light was cold and not possible to light a fire with. So he went back to his neighbors and he said, "Neighbors, I am sorry, I have no fire." And he banged the door in their faces. They went away muttering, but they leave our story here. So the next night, the next morning, he found that the stones had turned themselves into precious luminous gems. He was amazed. And he took them to market and he sold them easily for a high price, as well as the wood, right? And the voice again said, "You have been saved by Mushkalgusha, the remover of all difficulties, and here is the deal. You know, you must tell the story of Mushkalgusha, this marvelous tale, every Thursday night, and share some dates," which was the last food that they had in their house, with someone who will help the needy, you know, or give a gift in the name of Mushkagusha to someone who will help the needy, and in that way, those who are in real need will always find their way. So the woodcutter became quite prosperous, and he built a fantastic castle, and he always took his wood and the gems one by one to the market and sold them easily for a high price. So he had a fantastic castle built for just opposite to the king of their country. You know, and one day, the little daughter of the princess of the king looked out, and she saw this fantastic fairy tale castle, and she thought, who has built this thing? What right do they have? And she summoned the little daughter of the woodcutter. But soon they became fast friends. Now, as is the way of men, the voice had said, it is very important for you to tell the tale of Mushkagusha every Thursday night to pass on this blessing. But as is the way of men, the next Thursday came, and the woodcutter forgot to tell the tale of Mushkagusha. The very next day, you know, the princess and her new friend, the woodcutter's daughter, were bathing in a beautiful pool that the king had made for his daughter, and they had a lovely time. And the woodcutter's daughter went home, and the princess, you know, could not find a beautiful and valuable necklace and thought the daughter of the woodcutter must have stolen it. So she went to her father, and the king had the woodcutter imprisoned and the little daughter sent to an orphanage. And the woodcutter was put in the town square prison with a sign around his neck that said, this is what happens to those who steal from kings. So people jeered and threw things at him and were most unkind, and he was most unhappy. But one day, a man passing by remarked that it was Thursday, and the woodcutter thought, soon it will be Thursday night, the night of Mushkagusha, the remover of all difficulties, also known as Ganesh, and that he had forgotten to commemorate him for so many days. So a charitable man passing by threw him a tiny coin, and he said, good sir, you have given me money which is of no use to me. If, however, your generosity could extend to going and buying one or two dates and sharing them with me and listening to my story, I would be eternally grateful. So the kind man said, of course. And he sat down and he listened to this fantastic tale that the woodcutter told, the tale of Mushkagusha. And he said, I think you must be mad. But he was a kind man, and when he went home, he found that all of his difficulties had disappeared, and that made him start to think a great deal about Mushkagusha. But he leaves our story here. The very next day, the princess went to her beautiful bathing pond, and as she was about to dive in, she sneezed, and her head went up, and she saw her necklace that she thought had been stolen hanging from the branch of a tree where she had left it such a long time ago. She went excitedly to her father and explained the situation, and he had the woodcutter released and the little daughter brought back from the orphanage, and they all lived happily ever after. These are some of the tales of Mushkagusha. It is a very long story, and it has never ended. It is wherever people do goodness and magic happens. Will you repeat the tale of Mushkagusha on Thursday nights, possibly sharing some dates, or give a gift in the name of Mushkagusha to someone who will help the needy, and in this way pass on this tale and this goodness to honor reciprocal blessing?